Great to talk as always. Again, as we did a couple of weeks ago with State Representative Dan Swanson. Dan, good to see you.
Well, good evening. Good to see you too, Will.
Glad to have you here as always. And by way of disclosure to you and to everybody, if my questions sound familiar, forgive me. But first thing, Governor Rauner described this budget as sort of mirroring compassion. What do you think about that?
Well, he's looking out for the, what do you point out, the elderly, the children, and it's compassionate to take care of the residents of Illinois and also to look out for the taxpayers.
The budget strikes me as sort of a balance of, or at least his speech of detailing some of his successes and building on those and some of, I don't want to say failures, but maybe, you know, things like the fact that the FY18 budget veto was overwritten, for example.
Right, and I oppose that budget plan because of the devils in the detail of having a larger debt. It did not pay down any of our bills and had some hidden money or costs that were, what do you outline, $1.7 billion that were not included in any budget plan. So this budget appears to have money left over to help pay down some of the debt. And instead of borrowing more, we're going to pay some debt down with cash, as he commented.
Paying debt down while also shifting, well, trying at least to shift things like pension costs to some of the state workers, the university system, for example, things like that. How doable is that?
There again, he outlined that in the budget. I'm cautiously optimistic. When I look at our school districts and our throughout the 74th, we're going to pass a debt on to our schools that's still going to be passed on to the taxpayers. He did talk about a cost shift of helping pay some of that at a 25% rate over 4 years, but still that initial shock to our schools is going to be tough, as I see it. And like I said, I'm cautiously optimistic that that'll work. I hope it does, but you know, all we do is kick the can down the road, I'm afraid, by passing that off to our schools.
The governor did, though, talk again about increased education spending, which, say what you will about this governor, that's probably been one of his biggest successes, is how that ship has slowly but surely started to be righted. Talk a little bit about that.
Right. There is what the most money spent on schools is in this year's budget. Was it $8.3 billion, I believe, something like that. So that's good. He's living up to the commitment of adding additional $350 million, as was promised in the school reform package last year. So that's certainly good for our schools. Also talked about some additional funding for our
How about higher education and this Illinois, this U of I Illinois Innovation Network that got off the ground this year? That, you know, while I was talking with Senator, I think it was either Senator Tracy or Senator Weaver, that sometimes Chicago is a dirty word, that's really where we can make a big difference in having a network like that.
Absolutely. It's interesting how that has grown and will continue to grow.
What else is on your mind now that you've heard the governor's proposal? As I asked Senators Weaver and Tracy, it seems to be the most detailed budget address I've heard the governor give in his time in office.
Absolutely. Of course, this is only my second one, and I have to rely on Senator Tracy and Senator Weaver's comments, but it did seem rather upbeat. It did have a lot of promise. Unfortunately, once again, there wasn't as much clap and cheer as there was on our side. But, you know, some of the promising points he made was his continuing commitment to Kewaunee and Murfreesboro centers there. And also, the recidivism rate we're decreasing with what we're doing at those two facilities. So that was positive. And also, once again, increasing the enrollment at the Illinois State Police Academy.
Yeah, talking specifically before that about the life skills centers in Kewaunee and Murfreesboro, conceptually and financially, that seems like that you probably just couldn't put enough money into things like that, could you?
No, absolutely not. And I've toured there. I've got another tour coming up on February 22nd at the Kewaunee Life Skills Center. And it's just so promising to tour and to talk with some of the inmates there of what that place means to them and their future.
Another $2.2 billion proposed for roads, with another half a billion for other IDOT projects. Good thing?
Absolutely. We've all driven on the roads in Knox County, Henry County, and our area in Mercer County, and they certainly need some attention. So I think that'll be some well-spent money, and keep it focused in the right areas.
Yeah, man, were there some potholes coming up here today.
That's because the ice is gone. We're finding the potholes again.
Yeah, go figure, right?
Right.
What are some of your other thoughts about this proposed budget of the governor's?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, the devils are in the details. We'll have the directors come before us in the near future and present their budget plans, and we'll see how this turns out.
Governor Rauner said the people of Illinois are taxed out. Would you agree?
I agree 100%. As he said in one of his comments was, make the tax spenders accountable to the taxpayers. And how true is that? That's us down here in the chambers. I realize that the residents of the 74th District did not give me an open checkbook when I was elected into office, and that's how I treat it. It's my responsibility to look out for their funds.
Anything you wish you would have heard about today?
Like you said, I think it was a good detailed budget report. We've got our booklet here to look at, and I've been going through there, and there's a lot of information in there, and I'll continue to scan the book.
Well, I have a fun time reading that for sure.
Thank you. Well, yeah, I'm looking for. We'll make it all right.
There you go. State Representative Dan Swanson, thanks as always, and we look forward to talking to you in the future as well.
Well, thank you, Will. Am I going to see you at the, is it the chocolate weekend this weekend?
Yeah, it is. If you want me there, I'll be there.
Well,
who says no to chocolate?
Exactly. My wife and I, we're plotting on the calendar which day we're going to go or if we're going to be able to make it to both days. So we always enjoy it.
I was going to say, supplies are always limited, so get there early.
Exactly right.
Representative Swanson, thanks.
Thank you.
And again, that chocolate festival this weekend, of course, moves to Prairie Players Civic Theater. You can find out more about that on the community events page of WGIL.com. And I believe Tom will be talking about that Friday on Galesburg's Morning News.